I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Around the world, women may actually suffer worse persecution than men. Open Doors' Emily Fuentes says Sharia law views women as property. Hindu extremists see Christians as a threat, and women barely count as people, so they're persecuted because of gender and faith in some of the most creative access nations in the world. But Fuentes also says now, more than ever, they feel called to stay behind and to be the light of Christ in their countries.
We also find that in countries where there's the most persecution, often we're seeing the gospel spread the most rapidly. And so it's vital that we provide programs for however persecution is materializing to meet them where they're at and provide for them, whether it's job skills training, education, refugee care, just to equip the church to remain strong.
This story actually has a lot of complexity to it. You can read through the research and the growing call to action at missionnews.org. And the day that Daryl Templeton spoke to a group of illiterate pastors, it hit him. They can't study the Bible by reading it because they have to hear it. Today, he works with Megavoice, the creator of the first solar-powered audio Bible. They say that more than 4 million people around the world can only understand the gospel through spoken word.
That's the goal of Megavoice, is to be able to work and partner with the missionaries to be able to help them get God's word into the languages that the people can hear and understand and be able to engage with.
Megavoice has developed the Envoy E series of audio Bibles with upgraded features to better aid and equip missionaries on the field. To learn more about these new models, head to our website, and maybe you'll feel called to join Megavoice in bringing the gospel to millions who are still waiting. With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. 800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the banner. I'm Ruth Kramer.